Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready to have some fun?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Well, I'm ready to learn more about New York. Today's topic is Featured.
And our title is Visiting New York City. Visiting New York City. Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned a lot from Angie Apple. She told us how to get around the city. You can take the subway, the taxi, or you can walk.
That's right. And she has some helpful tips. Now, we all know that New York City is a very popular place. More than 50 million people visit each year from around the world.
Wow, 50 million people from all around the world?
That's right. That's a lot of people. It's an international city with a lot of international foods and places.
Well, can you tell us more about this, Marie?
Sure. In New York City, there is a place called Little Italy. Many restaurants have cooks from Italy, so the food tastes really good. And so does the Italian ice cream.
Wow, that sounds really good.
Yes, it does. Well, I'm excited to start. But first, we need to go over our keywords. Here's Jack.
Hello. 我们今天要介绍的是纽约市 New York City。它是一个很精彩的地方，不论你是为了什么旅游去的，都可以找到你想要的。It doesn't matter why you are visiting New York. 这里的 matter 是动词，表示有关系、要紧的意思。纽约以时尚文化而闻名， New York is famous for fashion. 名词 fashion 就是时尚、流行款式。纽约有一些很棒的博物馆， New York has some wonderful museums. 博物馆就是 museum. 当然咯，去到纽约一定不能错过百老汇的秀。 You must include a Broadway show in the trip. 动词 include 就是包含、包括，游客可以好好的享受那里的秀。 Visitors can enjoy a show at one of the theaters. 句尾的 theater 就是剧场、剧院的意思。
Hello everyone, this is Linda. Today, let's talk about New York City. New York is an international city. More than 50 million people visit each year. People travel to New York for many reasons. But it doesn't matter why you're visiting New York. There are always things to do. New York is famous for shopping, fashion, and food. Many visitors enjoy shopping in Times Square. Others are interested in department stores like Bloomingdale's, Macy's, or Saks Fifth Avenue. Wow, New York City is so popular that 50 million people visit each year. People travel to this big city for many different reasons. So, Peter, do you have a reason for traveling to New York City?
Of course, this city is really special. And they have many things like musicals and plays. I would love to go see some of them.
Well, that's a great reason to go. In our lesson, it tells us that it doesn't matter why you are visiting. There are always things to do. Here's Jack to tell us more about It Doesn't Matter Why.
精彩的纽约市蕴含了变化多样的面貌，所以不管你是为了什么原因选择纽约的，都能在纽约找到你想要的。It doesn't matter why you're visiting New York. 句首的 It doesn't matter 表示不管如何都没关系，很好用哦。我们来看看例句。It doesn't matter why they come. 表示他们来就好了，原因并不重要。It doesn't matter what other people think of you. 别的人对你的看法并不重要。或者我想跟你一起去旅行，去哪里并不重要。It doesn't matter where we go.
Thank you, Jack. So it doesn't matter why you visit New York City, because there is something for everyone. There are always things to do.
There are always things to do. Peter, we just said today's
calendar phrase.
There are always things to do.
There are always things to do.
总有些事可以做。
I'm so bored.
There are always things to do.
My toys are broken.
There are always things to do.
My friends are away.
There are always things to do.
Yeah, like what?
Wash the dishes, clean your room, do your homework.
But I don't want to do those things.
No. There are always things to do.
There are always things to do.
总有些事可以做。
I hope you enjoyed that calendar phrase. There are always things to do in New York City. Things like shopping and musicals.
And did you say shopping? Shopping is my favorite thing to do. I love the fashion there.
Well, it is a city that's famous for its shopping, fashion, and food, okay? Marie, can you tell us more about this word, fashion?
Of course I can. Well, fashion is a certain way of dressing.
Okay, well, since we are talking about New York City, what is the fashion there like?
Well, it really depends on the person. Many people there have their own style. Some people like to dress nicely. They wear skirts and dresses. Other people like to wear jeans with a shirt and a hat.
Well, we learned that it's a good place for shopping, and Times Square is perfect for shopping. And other people are interested in the department stores. One famous one is called Bloomingdale's, or there's Macy's or Saks Fifth Avenue.
Now I feel like shopping.
Sorry, Marie, you can't go shopping because we need to keep talking. Maybe we can learn some more. Friends, let's go to part two. We can watch it together.
New York is a city of parks. The city has more than 1,700 of them. Central Park is probably the most famous. But Prospect Park and Governor's Island are also popular places to visit. Visitors should take a boat to Liberty Island and see the Statue of Liberty. New York has some wonderful museums. Art museums like the Guggenheim, the Met, and MoMA are especially good. But there are all kinds of museums to enjoy.
New York City is a city of parks. The city has more than 1,700 of them. So why do people go to parks?
Well, people go to parks to take walks, read a book under a tree, or just to sit and relax. It's good to get away from buildings and houses and be in an open area.
Yeah, many people like to walk their dogs in the park too. It's just very peaceful and relaxing. That's a good place to go.
Yes, it is. Well, in our lesson, it says that Central Park is probably the most famous park, but Prospect and Governor's Island are also popular places to visit.
Liberty Island is also very popular. Visitors there can take a boat and see the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, they can. Well, how about we take a look at this picture behind us? This is the Statue of Liberty. It's one of the most famous statues in the world. It stands for freedom and friendship between different countries.
That's right. It's a statue of a woman holding a torch. And it's very tall. If you walk up 350 stairs, you will reach the top.
You know, I walked these stairs when I was really young. But I don't remember doing it. But I do have some great pictures.
Well, New York City is a wonderful place, and they have wonderful museums. Museums have things like paintings, sculptures, and other things from many, many years ago.
Yeah, and you can't touch these items because they are old and expensive. Now, there are many different kinds of museums, such as art museums and history museums.
In our lesson, we learn about the Guggenheim, the Met, and the MoMA. These are some of the really famous ones in New York City.
Friends, if you haven't been, maybe one day you can visit one of these museums. That would be great. And I think it would also be great if we take a short break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back. It's November, and it's a good time to visit New York City.
Really, Marie? Why do you say that?
Well, yeah, because right now, the fall leaves are very colorful. And also, the ice skating rinks there are open, so we can go ice skating in November.
Hey, well, that sounds like fun. And don't forget the Macy's Parade on Thanksgiving. Well, friends, we have more to learn. Let's go to this last part together.
Every trip to New York should include Broadway. Visitors can enjoy famous Broadway shows at one of the area's many theaters. Those who like to read will also enjoy the New York Public Library. New Yorkers come from every country and culture on earth. That mix of people makes New York a great place to experience different cultures. It's almost like a world in one city. I hope you have gotten to know New York better after this show. I can't wait to go. Well, every trip to New York City should include Broadway. Peter, can you tell us more about this word, include?
Sure. Well, let's say you order a meal at a restaurant. It may include a drink or a dessert. That means it will come with your meal.
Right. Or if you pay to stay at a hotel, it may include free breakfast. Visitors must include Broadway during their trip. They can enjoy famous Broadway shows at one of the area's many theaters.
A theater is a place where you can watch musicals, plays, or concerts. There are many seats and a very big stage. Have you ever been to a theater, Marie?
I have. I saw the musical Beauty and the Beast on Broadway. We saw it in a beautiful theater. It was so nice. How about you?
Well, I've gone to Broadway, too, and I've seen musicals and plays with a friend. It was a lot of fun.
Friends, did you ever go to a theater? What was it like? Talk to a friend about it.
Well, those who like to read will also enjoy New York's public libraries. Here's Jack to tell us more about this.
喜欢阅读的人也会喜欢纽约的公立图书馆. Those who like to read will also enjoy the New York Public Library. 这个句子里的 who like to read 是形容词子句, 用来修饰前面的 those. 所以 those who like to read 意思是那些喜欢阅读的人. 我们也来练习一下这种说法. Those who like shopping will enjoy the new mall. 喜欢逛街购物的人会很喜欢新的购物中心. Those who have VIP tickets can come in first. 有 VIP 票的人可以先进来. 或者我希望喜欢唱歌的人能加入我们，就说 I hope those who like to sing will join us.
Thank you very much, Jack. Well, let's practice together.
Those who like swimming will enjoy the pool. Those who like spicy food will like the new restaurant.
And those who enjoy English like our show. Now it's your turn to make a sentence. Give it a try.
Well, in our lesson, we learned that New Yorkers come from every country and culture on Earth. That mix of people makes New York a great place to experience different cultures.
A mix of people. This is a good sentence to know. Some people are from different countries, and when they are in the same place, it's a mix of people. But when they come to New York, they all become the same person. New Yorkers.
That's right, New Yorkers. I like that. And I also like reviewing our keywords. Friends, right now, let's review together.
Here's the first keyword from today. Matter. Matter. It doesn't matter where you live.
Fashion. Fashion. Those hats are a new fashion.
Museum. Museum. You can see old things at the museum.
Include. Include. Please include an apple in my lunch.
Theater. Theater. Let's watch a show at the theater. Okay, friends, make sure to be practicing these keywords at home. And now it's time to go over our lesson one more time. Hey, we can watch it together. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda. Today, let's talk about New York City. New York is an international city. More than 50 million people visit each year. People travel to New York for many reasons. But it doesn't matter why you're visiting New York. There are always things to do. New York is famous for shopping, fashion, and food. Many visitors enjoy shopping in Times Square. Others are interested in department stores like Bloomingdale's, Macy's, or Saks Fifth Avenue. New York is a city of parks. The city has more than 1,700 of them. Central Park is probably the most famous. But Prospect Park and Governor's Island are also popular places to visit. Visitors should take a boat to Liberty Island and see the Statue of Liberty. New York has some wonderful museums. Art museums like the Guggenheim, the Met, and MoMA are especially good. But there are all kinds of museums to enjoy. Every trip to New York should include Broadway. Visitors can enjoy famous Broadway shows at one of the area's many theaters. Those who like to read will also enjoy the New York Public Library. New Yorkers come from every country and culture on Earth. That mix of people makes New York a great place to experience different cultures. It's almost like a world in one city. I hope you have gotten to know New York better after this show. I can't wait to go.
Remember to stay in your group, everyone!
Ginger, are you still pretending to be a tour guide?
Yes. Any questions?
Why does New York City have 50 million visitors?
Oh, because there are many, many reasons.
What can visitors do here?
There's always things to do in New York.
What can we do in Times Square?
Shop for fashion and food.
Oh, can we visit all the parks?
No, there are too many parks.
Can we visit all the museums?
No, there are too many museums.
Can we see all the shows on Broadway?
No, there are too many shows.
can I ask another question?
No, you ask too many questions. Oh, I quit.
Excuse me.
How may I help you?
Oh, I want to read a book. Huh?
Read the sign.
You're in a library. Be quiet.
Yes, be quiet.
Oh, now I forgot what I was going to say. Super Sentence Man!
Hello, young man! I am Super Sentence Man, and I have the perfect sentence just for you. It is like this. I am interested in something. I am interested in reading a book about dogs.
I am interested in reading a book about dogs!
Good, 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 good. Now, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Okay. They are interested in eating lunch.
They are interested in eating lunch? Super! Oh, what about you, dear librarian?
I am interested in keeping my job.
Hmm.
So if you two are not quiet, I might leave my job. My boss might fire me, but I need this job, so please!
You're in a library. Be quiet.
Hang on. You said a super sentence. I am interested in keeping my job. Super, super. And that, my friends, is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
I suggest you read the sign, Super Sentence Man.
Oh, you're in a library. Be quiet. Huh. You know, that is a good sentence, but it's not a super sentence. Keep trying. I'm off to save the world.
Wow, it was so great talking about this wonderful city, New York City.
It was. Do you know, I went to New York City once. I took a road trip all the way from South Carolina to New York City with a friend.
Wow, South Carolina to New York City. How long did that take you?
It took a couple days. We even stopped in New Jersey. It was a lot of fun. We saw musicals and plays and ate great food.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, next time you take that trip, you can visit me. You can give me a call.
All right, we'll stop by New York and New Jersey.
All right, friends. Well, we hope you had fun on today's show. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.